Yeah, thanks for your company and joining the conversation with me this morning. It has been a big show, but before we go, I've got to tell you about the epic event that is on Channel 9 tonight. The Sunday Footy Show team is teaming up with a couple of superstars from Channel 9 and also My Room for the big telethon in order to raise much-needed money for kids with cancer. And one of the stars of the show is our next guest, Rebecca Madden. Beck, thanks for joining me.
You mean the star of the show, Kane?
Well, let's address the elephant in the room, can we? Because I've seen all the promotional activity. Chompers is nervous. He feels like, you know, he has been overtaken as the star, Beck. What is going on? Who's hosting? And is it going to be awkward between you and Tony?
How often do we see TJ in prime time?
Never. Well, is the news prime time? Like, you're the television guru?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. Sort of 7:30 onwards is prime time. So let's just say that TJ is very excited. And you know what happens when TJ gets excited? He just wants to take over. No, I'm only kidding. Actually, I'm actually really delighted to be working with you guys on the Sunday Footy Show, because it's actually, apart from the shows that I'm on, it's my favourite show. Did you know that, Kane?
I did not know that.
Sunday Footy Show. My favourite show. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Well, and it's extra special, I guess, because your cats are in the grand final, so it's extra important, as exciting for you. I've seen you in tears, Beck. Your emotions overcome you in the prelim final weekend. Well, what's going on? You've lost it.
Billy Brownless and I are in a race to be the biggest Nuffy supporters of all time. Like, we get so invested. And the grand final, everyone's so excited about the grand final. And yes, I am, Kane, but it's also excruciating. It's excruciating to watch a grand final when you are a diehard fan. So I'm just going to be happy on Saturday night when the final siren sounds and we're in front. Like, it's not enjoyable, the process. I just can't wait till whatever time it finishes on Saturday night.
So many storylines, Becca. Where do we start? Gary Ablett?
That's a really hard one for me. I've known Gary personally for a long, long time, being born and bred in Geelong, and having, you know, a long association with the Geelong Footy Club, with my stepdad being on the board for 10 years when Gary Ablett Senior was playing. And, you know, Gary Ablett was 18 months old at the club. Like, that's how long he's been, you know, at the Geelong Football Club. And I think it's also, Kane, to be honest, yes, Geelong fans are going to be extremely emotional at the end of the grand final, whether we win or lose, because, you know, it's Gary Ablett's last game. But don't you think it's for footy fans all over? It's not just Geelong supporters. You have to pay tribute to one of the greatest of all time.
I think that's an excellent point. If you're not a Richmond supporter, I think most people are barracking for Gary Ablett.
You don't
this
think
weekend.
Richmond supporters have any room in their heart?
No, definitely not. And then there's the coach. I mean, some would say it was harsh that he maybe inherited that team in 2011. This puts him into rare category as well. I think he's carried himself beautifully this year.
I think he does. And there was something that really was really poignant after the prelim final, listening to Joel Selwood's post-match pressure actually on the ground. And he said, and this comes from Chris Scott, he said when all of this COVID stuff happened, the Geelong Football Club really saw an opportunity. So they didn't look at COVID like a negative. I mean, yes, it is a negative, but in terms of their football club, they knew that as a football club, they were so well set up, they had such good leaders, and they had such experience. And people say, you know, we've got an old side, et cetera, et cetera. But that was actually to our benefit this year, because we've got some wise old heads, you know, established family groups, et cetera, et cetera. And they saw an opportunity that others would be rattled by this, hub life, et cetera, et cetera. We saw an opportunity. And that's why they're in the grand final. I truly believe that.
Channel 9 star Beck Madden joining us today. She's heading up the My Room telethon tonight / Sunday Footy Show, trying to keep the Sunday Footy Show crew in check tonight. What's on the agenda, Beck? I've briefly seen the rundown. There's all sorts of different activities mixed in with some, of course, some much needed fundraising. $1 million, I think, is the target. That's doable, isn't it, for a great cause?
Oh, it's doable if we can get every single person on that's listening to your show this morning and throughout the day on the phones tonight. You can also donate through the website, myroom.com.au. We need every little bit counts. We've got some wonderful corporate sponsors. We've got Simmons Homes and Satterley donating a house and land package, which will be auctioned in a few weeks' time.
You know, we've got some amazing corporate sponsors, but all the little bits help. You know, the $1, the $2, the $5 from kids' piggy banks, all those sorts of things. And I don't know if you've ever done it, Kane, but honestly, when you go out to Monash Children's Cancer Ward and you walk through those wards and you see these tiny little vulnerable human beings in beds hooked up to drips, you will do anything that you can. And we're so lucky as a My Room ambassador that the AFL community gets behind this cause. We've got so many wonderful ambassadors, players that do such great work and raise the profile of this really important charity.
Yep, and amazing guests joining us tonight without giving too much away, but Max Gawn, Patrick Cripps, I think the Bont's going to jump on, the coach of Geelong, Chris Scott. So stars everywhere tonight. It's going to be a very entertaining 3 hours, Beck, and you'll be at the forefront
of it.
Dealing
with... I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but I'm really looking forward to the wood chop. Are you involved in the wood chop?
Well, I'm up in Brisbane, so it's going to be difficult. So I
will
be
set up. Oh, sorry, that was a surprise for you. You've got your own woodshop.
Well, I'm with Damien Barrett up in Brisbane, so you'll be crossing to us at the Gabba tonight. But looking forward to seeing
you
Nathan
and your tight little white pants and your tight little thing, your woodchopping outfit.
Well, you saw how I went as a fireman, Beck. I would be no better as a woodchopper. So, hey, look forward tonight. Appreciate your time today. And if you can tune in and if you can donate, if you can get involved in any way, Channel 9 tonight, 7:30 for a great cause. A lot of fun, entertainment on Grand Final Eve. Thanks, Beck.
Thank you. Thanks, Kane.
Good luck for your Cats as well. Beck Madden, as I said, 7:30 tonight. The Sunday Footy Show goes prime time. Shane Crawford, Beck Madden, Patrick Cripps, Chris Scott, some other big players as well on tonight, and we'd love for you to get involved in that. Hey, we're nearly out of time, but what we do have is a massive Grand Final Eve quiz as well. So let's do that. 1-300-736-736. Instead of 5 questions, we've gone 8. It's a Grand Final theme. The last Chad's Brothers quiz of the AFL season is up next, and we'd love for you to get involved. 1-300-736-736. Get to that now.